You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Everything is Black and White podcast. I'm Andrew Musgrove. Today I'll bring you an interview with Roberto Rojas, a man who has been on top of Miguel Almirón's move to Newcastle United. This man has followed the story extensively over the last few months, and today we've spoken to him to see just what Almirón can bring to Newcastle United. To start, I asked Roberto if he always felt that Almirón would move to Newcastle.
Yes, I do expect, or I did expect, that this deal was going to happen eventually. I think when you look at everything that happened over the last month since the interest came from various different clubs in the Premier League, Newcastle, Spurs, West Ham, even Arsenal, the one that went forward and actually did something was Newcastle. The fact that they were able to step up the deal and get something done against the other teams that were interested in him. Sending a formal offer to Atlanta, and I think they were in the best position and have been for the last month. There were obviously a lot of rumors circulating about how that Newcastle didn't have the money enough to pay for him, or that Atlanta thought that they wanted much more, or anything else beyond that. So yeah, I was expected, and I had reported this back in December. I thought it would be a loan deal, calling from sources, for about £15 million, but apparently that's not going to be the case. It's going to be a full transfer for £20 million.
Why is Miguel Almirón so keen to join Newcastle United?
I think because of the interest, and he's always speculated about how much he wants to play in Europe, and that's something that was a dream for Miguel to play there and to accomplish his dream to play in the Premier League. Obviously, that's something that he spoke about, how much he wants to go to Europe, and playing in the Premier League, arguably the best league in the world for all intents and purposes, and for argument's sake, I think this is a dream come true for him. Even though it is Newcastle, that is still a big club in terms of a global audience, and I think playing in the Premier League is only a dream come true for a player like him.
Brilliant stuff. And is there a buzz about him joining Newcastle United?
Yeah, definitely. I of course, many people would like to see him play at a bigger club, but when you look at all the other clubs that were interested in him, I think Newcastle was the only team that really demonstrated the offer and the openness, I would say, to a player like him. And for lack of a better word, I think of all the teams that were interested in a player like him, this is the only team where he is expected to be a starter and a main player for Rafa Benitez. So yeah, there is a buzz.
Iosi Perez currently is the number 10 at Newcastle United, but it's fair to say that he lacks a few goals and assists. Is this something that Almirón can provide? And just what are his main attributes?
Well, the player that you're getting is a fantastic quality player in the midfield. You're getting a player with a good left foot, speed, agility, great thinking on and off the ball, a quality number 10 that doesn't even play like a usual one. You know, he could also play as a winger when needed, and we saw that at Atlanta, feeding those balls to the top goal scorer, Josep Martinez, that he's been sensational at the club for the last 2 years. You know, he's a player that works hard to track back on defense, just as good as he is offensively. He's a good free kick specialist with a great shot. While he does get fouled a lot, but he does that so he could win those fouls, it just shows the importance to his team and the rivals that clearly want to stop him. Personality-wise, and actually I'll actually go back to the weaknesses of him. You know, one of the biggest worries I have of him going to England would be how well he'll manage in such a physical league, because you know he's not the strongest type of player out there, but he's very quick. But in the role that he plays, if he can improve on that weak right foot and become that versatile player to you know, be in a way selfish, I would say, but be that quality player under Rafa Benitez, I'm hopeful that he'll be very, very successful. But personality-wise, you're getting a quality player. You know, having spoken to close friends and family members, you know, he's a humble person. You know, he doesn't really go out a lot. He's married. He's very passionate about football, and he wants to get better. That's just how much we could expect of him.
Do you think Almirón can settle quickly? Because, of course, Newcastle United and the Premier League can be daunting for some.
Yeah, definitely. I think he will settle quickly into the club. I think, yes, it's going to be a lot of pressure leaving MLS and having that price tag as the record goal score, top signing in 15 years. So there is going to be a lot of pressure. But I think because of the personality that he is, because of the person that he is known for, at least from an American and worldwide perspective, I think he'll settle in well. I think that's the big, I think that's his biggest challenge to date. For his career, obviously at Atlanta, the team was centered around him with Tata Martino, and I feel as if though this might indeed go well for him, so I'm hopeful, and yes, I think he will be good enough to ease off the pressure in Newcastle.
Do you think a fee of a reported £21 million is a fair price? Will Miguel Amor know that he's coming in to the club as their record signing?
It's a perfect price. It's a perfect price. I don't know. I think he does know about the record fee. I think he knows about the expectation. But it's a fair price. I think when you really look at a player like him, he's worth 15 to 20 million. I had said that in the tweet. People thought he was worth more. Some people thought he was worth less. And no, this is a perfect fee for him. And it's reasonable, I think, for all parties in the end.
It's not just a big signing for Newcastle United, but also for Rafa Benitez. It might be the deal that persuades him to stay on at Tyneside. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think this was a player that Rafa definitely wanted. I think he wants to build his team around him in the center. Obviously, we know about the quality that he is, the quality that Rafa Benitez has as a manager, and I'm sure that the relationship will be just as good between both parties. So I think this deal may have persuaded him to stay. He did say he was never intending to leave anyway, but thankfully over the last few 24 hours, ever since the win against Manchester City, and now this move going to happen, I would say happy days for Rafa Benitez at this point.